Hello, and welcome back to the Dog Parentology Podcast, where we provide knowledge to dog parents facing persistent behavior issues. Hi, I am Sparky Smith, and I'm a canine psychologist and an expert in systems thinking. Here, you will explore the science and art of understanding and shaping your dog's behavior. I am here to guide you through another fascinating aspect of how we can better connect with our adopted dogs and support their recovery. Today, we are diving into triggers. In the world of dog behavior, triggers are those seemingly small and often unnoticed moments that can shift a dog's state from calm to reactive in an instant. It is stress. These triggers, whether they be the sound of a doorbell, the sight of another dog, or an unexpected movement, can have profound impact on a dog's behavior, particularly when they have a history of trauma or anxiety. Complex stress occurs when a dog is subject to various stressors on an ongoing basis, such as inconsistent routines, harsh training methods, lack of socialization, or environmental instability, without having obtained adequate coping mechanisms or relief. Over time, this can lead to deeply ingrained challenges and even mental disorders. The accumulation of these stressors creates a more challenging scenario for you and your dog and requires a more nuanced and comprehensive approach to address effectively. If your dog is experiencing multiple triggers, possibly several times in the course of a day, this episode's for you. Your uphill battle and your own stress with these emotional explosions going off in your home are about to be helped. And if you think you are eager for a solution, I can tell you, so is your dog. Now let's face it, it's no way to live. Triggers are emergent in nature, meaning they begin in the dog's brain with stress and extend out through the body into action. In our last episode, we explored the dog's brain using characters. There was Hey You, the hypothalamus, as the messaging app, Tom, the limbic system, an alerter to all threats, Reggie, the brainstem and spinal system, the activator to mobilize us or immobilize us, Conrad, the prefrontal cortex, the supervisor to help Tom calm down and make better, less reactive decisions. And then there was Viv, the vestibular system, who consults with Reggie to ensure the body is balanced and ready to go. As we look at triggers, our brain characters help us to make sense of how a stressor can become a trigger, right? Sensory inputs are sent to Tom, who determines if they are a threat or not. Dogs with poor past experiences are more likely to have a Tom in their brain who predicts threats more often than not. So Tom uses Hey You, that messaging app, to alert Reggie. Reggie to activate the dog to run, defend, or stay very still. Or in other words, fight, flight, or freeze, right? So Reggie checks in with Viv to see if all systems to survive are functioning. And if yes, Reggie sends the messages throughout our dog's spinal cord and out to all the limbs to activate the emotion. Keep this story in mind as we move through this episode. When our dog is regularly under stress and being triggered, it is a hard way to live. And it's hard to parent. And for both of you, it's a lot like a bathtub, where water flowing into it is stress. When you and your dog are repeatedly exposed to stressful situations like loud noises, your dog barking repeatedly, an unexpected visitor arriving, or feeling under pressure, it's similar to filling a bathtub with water. If you keep adding more water without allowing any to drain, the bathtub will eventually overflow. In the same way, if you and your dog stresses continue to build up without any relief, it can lead to problematic behaviors, even mental disorders, and even physical implications. Now, to manage stress effectively, it's not enough to simply reduce the source of stress. like turning down the flow of the water in the bathtub. It's crucial to first identify the specific behavior the dog is exhibiting. By understanding the type of behavior, we can pinpoint where the brain may need development and where it might be impaired due to prolonged stress. This insight allows us to create a targeted action plan to reduce stress and effectively turn off the tap. This approach lays the groundwork for applying the bio-colored framework, a tool that will help us guide the dog back to a state of balance and calm. Okay, before we go in to that, let me ask you a question. When you observe your dog's behavior in stressful situations, what do you think might be going on in their mind? And how do you usually respond? Something to think about and jot down for further thoughts. So here are four types of behaviors that we focus on when working on complex stress. Watching a dog, we identify if the dog's freezing in place, reacting aggressively, or trying to escape, or even holding still while making a decision. Ideally, we observe a dog happy, playful, and socially engaged. This is our target, a state of calmness and a sense of safety. All of these behaviors correspond to different states in the bio-colored framework: red, blue, white, and green pathways. Now, understanding the specific behaviors gives us insight into which pathway the dog is currently operating in. This is crucial because the type of behavior determines the most effective solution, right? For instance, if the dog is in a blue state, freezing, the solution might involve creating a sense of safety. But if the dog is in a red state, which is reactive or cowering, redirecting energy might towards a calming activity might be more appropriate. By accurately identifying the behavior, you can tailor your approach to guide the dog back to the green pathway, where they feel safe, relaxed, and ready to connect. Let's dig deeper into the bio-colored framework and how you can use these concepts to help identify the type of behavior and the most effective response to help your dog. The four colors represent each of Reggie's toolboxes. As our brainstem and spinal cord, Reggie plays an important role in activating our dog when a threat has occurred. Reggie, as mentioned in our last episode, takes over the dog, essentially hijacking their brain and body. And when alerted that there is a threat, Reggie looks at her toolbox to determine which colored toolbox to use. Let's understand each color and what it does. The blue pathway represents a dog who goes still and tries to become invisible. This is the freeze response. It's less about action and more about a sudden halt. When a dog is so overwhelmed and unable to cope that they freeze, become immobile and unresponsive. This can be seen in scenarios where a dog might lower its head, showing signs of being overwhelmed to the point of giving up. Now, the red pathway is all about fight and flight responses. It's triggered when a dog feels threatened or unsafe. Now, this pathway manifests through actions like growling, barking, lunging, and even biting. It's a state of high alert where the dog might also show signs of trying to escape or hide. It's crucial to recognize these signs as they indicate the dog is experiencing fear or feeling unsafe. Then there's the white pathway, representing a state of flux, where your dog's brain isn't fully committed to either the red or the blue pathway. A dog will show hesitation or stillness as if deciding what to do. Lastly, the green pathway is where we ideally want our dogs to be. This pathway is associated with curiosity, exploration, and learning. It's a state of social engagement and connection where dogs feel happy, content, and connected to their environment. Signs of a green pathway include a loose body, play bows, bringing toys, and an overall engaged demeanor. It's a state where dogs are most receptive to learning and interacting positively. As a dog parent, our goal is to understand these pathways and help our canine friends navigate back to the green whenever they stray into the red, blue, or white pathways. It's about building coping strategies and an environment where they feel safe and relaxed. Remember, it's not always possible for a dog to constantly be in the green pathway, but our aim is to maximize their time in this positive state. Now, as we continue to journey in our understanding of these pathways, you will learn next how to identify which color they are in. From here, we can determine what is happening inside our dogs by knowing how their brain and their body and behaviors connect. And it will help you to know how to respond effectively. And it's especially touching to learn when they are not accountable for the way they are behaving, that it's just instinctual neurology that is guiding them. In other words, Reggie has hijacked them. They often do not have an understanding of even what's happening to them. Our responses to guiding them to the green pathway requires proactive exercises, essentially to build tools for you and your dog to stay in the green pathway. This is about teaching your dog, parenting your dog, building confidence and curiosity, and rewarding boldness. Here is where you want to create planned positive experiences. And there is some principles you want to follow to put these experiences into place. And the cool thing is, after this podcast, you can begin right away with getting ready to help your dog move from a triggered state to a calm state, or as we just learned, a red, blue, or white pathway to the green pathway, right? So here are the principles to follow to create these positive experiences that you will proactively enjoy with your dog outside of the triggered state. Proactivity. So the principle here is to engage in proactive exercises that build resilience in your dog. And this is done before the trigger. This is done so that you have tools that you can use. So this involves regular structured activities designed to positively stimulate your dog's senses and promote balance without stimulating stressful real-world situations. You focus on stimulating senses such as smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound, and balance, ensuring that these are not the same senses associated with the dog's triggers. Remember that dogs have heightened abilities in smell and sound, which are their super senses. So these should be thoughtfully engaged in a positive and non-stressful way, and more so if they have been part of the triggered experience avoided altogether. So the application is to introduce exploration adventures as exercises that focus on sensory engagement, such as exploring different textures, sounds, and smells in a safe and controlled manner. Also incorporating balance exercises, such as walking across outdoor cushions. These exercises should be enjoyable and designed to enhance the dog's confidence and increase a sense of control and sense of security without mimicking stressful situations. The next principle is building confidence and curiosity. Focus on activities that encourage your dog to explore, be curious, and act boldly. Confidence building is essential for helping your dog feel secure and less reactive to stressors. So to apply this, reward your dog through praise and not treats, because we're building up that relationship, that trust relationship, the relationship that says, you make me happy. And so you reward your dog through praise for exploring new environments or situations and provide gentle encouragement to engage with novel stimuli. Consistently reward your dog when they are displaying courage and curiosity with a smile and delight expressed on your face and soft words to help communicate your happiness with them. If your dog is not interested or disengages with your sensory adventures, stop and try again the next day, or try alternative explorations which uses different sensory experiences. Okay, the next principle is creating planned positive experiences. And the principle here is to plan and execute experiences that are designed to be positive and rewarding for the dog. So this means that if you are not 100% sure of success, you should not continue until you have a plan in place that ensures enjoyment and pleasure. These experiences should be tailored to gradually build the dog's ability to remain in the green pathway. So The way that you apply this is to engage the dog in proactive and rewarding activities, such as a scenting trail, right? Where you put scents along a trail and you both follow them together. Or other positive sensory experiences that not only provide enjoyment, but also serve as a tool to guide the dog to a calm state when potential triggers arise. You see, because over time, these positive experiences can be called upon to help the dog navigate stressful situations, whether it's familiar scents, textures, or other sensory elements. All positive experiences should be available as a resource to soothe and support the dog when they encounter challenges. This approach ensures the dog feels secure and empowered, using a full range of positive sensory engagement to remain calm and focused. Okay, so the next principle is consistency and routine. So this principle is about maintaining consistency in the application of these principles to build a stable routine that your dog can rely on. Routines help in reinforcing that green pathway. So the way we apply this is to ensure that the exercise and the positive experiences are part of a regular schedule, helping your dog know what to expect and when to expect it. While some may mistake this approach for desensitization exercise, which involves gradually exposing a dog to what they fear, this is quite different. Because dogs with complex and persistent behaviors, they need a psychology and systems thinking approach, whereby we don't focus on the fear stimulus. We shift the dog's focus entirely, guiding them towards activities that naturally foster a sense of safety and well-being. This approach is more about creating positive associations and reducing stress than confronting fears directly. Let's revisit the bathtub analogy for a minute. Remember how I mentioned that if you keep adding water without letting any drain, the bathtub will eventually overflow? In the same way, if you keep adding stress without any relief, your dog's stress levels can become overwhelming. But by carefully balancing what adds stress, the inflows, and what relieves it, the outflows, you could keep your dog's stress at a manageable level. This balance helps promote better behavior and overall well-being for your dog. So, to recap today, you have been refreshed on your understanding of how your dog's brain works during triggers and how the brain and body take over when enough stress occurs, as covered in episode 1, part 2. Next, you've had a high-level lesson on the bio-colored framework. This useful tool, created through the application of canine psychology and systems thinking application, isn't just a method. It's a system grounded in science and enriched by practical application. It leverages the dog's innate biological and neurological responses to different stimuli, organizing these responses into 4 distinct colors or pathways: blue, red, white, or green. You've also learned that you are the key to guiding your dog back to the preferred behavior, notably the green pathway. Next, we showed you a proactive and foundational exercise using sensory positive experiences and balance exercise to help guide your dog back to green. Understanding and managing stress and triggers is crucial. And this is where the bio-colored framework offers a powerful lens through which we can observe, interpret, and ultimately guide our dogs towards a more calm state. So with this in mind, I want you to ask yourself, what does your dog truly need from you in those moments of stress? Are you prepared to become the calm anchor that your dog can rely on, guiding them back to the green pathway? And as you reflect on today's discussion, think about the next time your dog encounters a trigger. How will you apply what you've learned to change that outcome? I encourage you to observe your dog over the next few days. Notice when they might be in the blue or red pathways or the white pathway, and experiment with small interventions to guide them back to green. You'll be amazed at the power of these small, thoughtful actions. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Dog Parentology Podcast. In our next episode, we delve into another powerful tool in our toolbox, the Neural Balance Wheel. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep connecting with your dog. Remember, the BioColored framework is one of many innovative tools we have used in our practice and is being shared through the Dog Parentology podcast to bring about real changes in dogs' lives. If you found this episode helpful, please consider subscribing and please like this video. And if you'd like to dive deeper, check out our blog at dogparentology.com, or you can go to our Patreon page and get some downloadable notes about this episode. We'll see you in our next episode. Thank you.